Old Paddy the Cope told me that he once felt the presence of God in a coal mine, just before an explosion from which he was fortunate to escape. And take the case of Charles Barrington. This intrepid young Irishman arrived in Switzerland in July 1858, intent on climbing the Matterhorn. He decided for financial reasons to bag the Eiger instead, then and now one of the most fearful peaks in the Alps. It had never been climbed. When he told the locals that he had done some rock climbing in County Wicklow, they implored him to go home and have sense, but he persisted. He set out from his inn at 3 o'clock in the morning on the 11th of August, 1858, with two celebrated guides who were going to challenge the great mountain anyway. They went straight up the crest of the Northwest Ridge, a difficult ascent even today, when climbing equipment is infinitely better. Twice they were almost swept away by avalanches of snow and stones. Then one of those sudden storms that seemed to conspire with the Eiger in killing the insignificant human spiders that tried to conquer it blew up. But Barrington led the way, inch by inch, through the ice and sleet to the summit. There was no time for rest or for celebrating the fact that they had become the first men in history to conquer the Eiger. The downward journey would, they knew, be as difficult as the ascent. Barrington shouted above the storm, "I'm glad I found you at last. Thine is the glory." He was told to shut up. "Don't you know it brings bad luck to talk to the mountain? We've still to get down." "I wasn't talking to the mountain," Barrington replied.